President Obama has just a few days left on his vacation on Martha's Vineyard, a vacation many begrudge him. It's his fourth summer visit to the island, and each time his trip has been met with grumbling and nasty criticism. The grumblers complain that he's wasting taxpayers' money, that he should be fully focused on the many world crises, and that he is flaunting his wealth while so many remain unemployed and others are struggling. I'm always surprised by the negative reaction. If anybody deserves some downtime, it's the leader of the free world. I think the president needs a brief respite to cope with Putin fuming, Egypt burning, and immigration reform imploding. Still, I know that what politicos call the optics, how it looks to the public, to us, is not great. Martha's Vineyard is a postcard lovely island, home to celebrities everybody knows, and multimillionaires known only to their bankers and closest friends. Those who've only heard about the glittering crowd don't know they are a small part of the summer population. There are others, regular kids squealing on the oldest carousel in the world, flip-flop vacationers swarming the nearly 10 homemade ice cream stores, and longtime island residents manning booths at the annual fair. Of course, not everybody's upset about the first family's return visit to Martha's Vineyard. His fans hope to catch a glimpse of him as he and the first family tool around the island. Plus, the T-shirt and fried clam shops like Nancy's will get an extra boost to their bottom lines. For the record, President Barack Obama has taken 92 vacation days so far and 14 vacation trips. By this time in his presidency, President George Bush had taken 52 vacation trips. CBS News reporter Mark Noller tracks presidential vacation days, and he reports that by the end of his 8 years, President Bush had taken 349 days of vacation. But should it matter? Yes, taxpayers are picking up the tab for the Secret Service agents on the island traveling with President Obama, but we pay for his protection every day, whether or not he is on vacation. And by the way, if precedent holds, President Obama will pay for the rental of his luxurious vacation home out of his pocket. Note that when President Bill Clinton visited the island, he accepted free housing from wealthy supporters. And the Bushes owned a vacation home. The Obamas do not. For most of us who can't afford a vacation, some part of it will likely be spent savoring the chance to unplug, to relax, at least for a short while. There's never a day President Obama can truly unplug. He can't sleep in and forget about what's happening in the world. He can't even escape his coworkers. His deputy chief of staff, Rob Neighbors, is on the island updating him regularly. And National Security Advisor Susan Rice briefs him daily. Plus, he'll return to Washington just in time to deal with a possible government shutdown. Is it any wonder he's not wasting a day playing golf even in the rain? Enjoy your vacation, Mr. President. It'll be over before you know it. I'm Callie Crossley, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.